Hey, Charlie, what time is it?
It's that time of the month.
Wohlschein and Schwartz.
The Smart Guys, 103.9 FM.
Yeah! Final Friday of the month, ladies and gentlemen. What you live for. Here on a final Friday of the month with the Smart Guys, my good pals. Charles Wohlschein, foreclosure defense attorney extraordinaire, top litigator, WohlscheinLegal.com. That's two L's, WohlscheinLegal.com. And of course, the great Stephen Schwartz, businessman, aficionado, entrepreneur. Home of the great hoodies, no shirts. Just check it all out on the site. It's a great hoodie. Stevie Green, everybody.com. That's Stevie, S-T-E-V-I-E, Green, everybody.com. As we welcome in for their monthly visit, Mr. Wohlschein, Mr. Schwartz. Stevie, how are you?
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Smart Guys have won the Super Bowl. We won one of the greatest, most prestigious, most amazing awards in the history of radio with a story that will be told for the ages. I have a new best friend. We're going to reveal him. He is definitely my 2023 best friend. He also gets a best friend award, and he's also connected to the award. Amanda Carey, Amanda the Commander, the best in the industry. She's a part of the award. And Charles Wohlschein, the architect of the award. And me and you, Jay, we killed it, right? We killed it. So life goes on here. Carlos Valencia, my new best friend. Charlie, I know you for over 53 years, and you know what? You got competition. This guy Carlos is coming over. He's welcome. He's got a room in my house. He's coming over for a Memorial Day barbecue, and wow. I'll tell you something, Smart Guys are on a big high. Jay, I'm going to let you tell the story, but before we get to that, Charles, how are you doing this morning?
I am happier than a clam at low tide.
Ta-da! Jay.
Oh, we're doing for he's a good, jolly good
fellow. Yes.
For he's a jolly good fellow.
For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. That nobody can deny.
That is for our owner. As for John C., the owner, the best owner in the industry, who does amazing, amazing things, and he's going to be coming to this award dinner. This is the greatest award he's ever won, and Schwartz is going to reveal this right now. Listen, we got to thank Little Throckmorton, who called us. We're relaxing, having breakfast, and all of a sudden the phone rings, and it's Little Throckmorton says, "You guys are now famous."
All right. So what are we famous for? My best friend, my new best friend, Charlie, 53 years.
I'm out.
You have never given me a moment like this guy did in 2 minutes, okay? 53 years versus 2 minutes.
He's the Captain Parmenter of the
he's
the radio world.
Well, according to Jay, he's the Lucille Ball of the radio industry.
Now, come on now.
Now, we won. We submitted for the Long Island Press Award.
We never submitted for the Long Island Award.
Of course not.
We thought we were submitting for the Long Island Press Award.
But this great guy, Carlos Valencia, okay, who is in charge of this, did a Lucille Ball, and what he did was he just threw it into a press award, the Super Bowl of press awards,
Schwartz,
New York Press Club.
Listen, here's what happened.
And we won.
This is the story. This is the craziest story you'll ever hear. First of all, so we have a bunch of clips, right? We have an entire year, and you're supposed to submit clips. We thought we were submitting 4 clips. So, and Schwartz, he says, give Carlos your credit card to pay for the application. I think it was whatever it was supposed to be, like $15 to $25 for the Long Island Press Awards, okay? Which is prestigious in and of itself, because there's a lot of people on Long Island. But instead, Carlos, without even knowing really what he was doing, he takes a bunch of clips and he sends it off to the New York Press Club, which is one of the most prestigious awards you can win in the entire country, because you have little outfits like the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, like, you know, CBS, NBC, ESPN, which, of course, is they don't really do anything on out on Long Island. So I look at my credit card bill. I get this thing on the email said, you know, your thing exceeded, you know, your limit by, what, $600? I'm like, what the hell is that for? So I'm like, so I call Schwartz. Schwartz, isn't $600 a lot of money for, isn't that a lot of money? He goes, just don't worry about it. It's probably a mistake. I'm like, so it's not, so we submit, we don't even know what we're submitting. First of all, Carlos sends his stuff into the Long Island, to the New York Press Club, which 5 weeks later, little Throckmorton calls us up. John C's kid calls up and says, you guys won the New York Press Club award. And I'm like, what? What? So I look it up and there we are right there under like sports and this and that, local, some, and I don't even know what it's for. So here we are, and this is a complete accident. We beat every major network in the city, everyone in the country. This happens entirely by accident.
Right.
So this June 5th, we're going into the city. We're going to the Water Club. We're going to stand there. We're going to receive our award. And I guarantee not one of us, the three of us, is going to be able to keep a straight face. Because, well, this is why Carlos is our new best friend.
Listen, this is the greatest award ever. You could not ask for a better award. This is like if you were running a 26.2-mile marathon, which I run marathons. The only marathon worth winning, okay, and when you finish, you
Didn't
win,
you just finish
is the New York City Marathon.
Didn't you just finish last
Not the
Saturday?
Wall Bounds Marathon. You're not going to run the Wall Bounds Marathon and sit there. Well, they have it. They're the Wall Bounds Marathon's
coming
back.
By the way, did you just finish the New York City Marathon from the last week, last Saturday?
I don't care what you do as long as you're finished, Charlie. Charlie, I would have crawled to the finish line, okay? It doesn't matter. As long as you finish, you get the medal. You got to do it in 8 hours. You go do it. That's it. Listen, this award is something to be beholden. So Johnny C. called me last night, and he said, I can't wait to be at your awards dinner. I think this is the greatest thing. GV, our station has embraced it. I think we are the first ones ever to win a New York Press Award. Jay?
Here's the thing. So when we found out about this, I didn't believe it.
What did we even win for?
I didn't even know what was going on because we won before. You know, we won for the Long Island Press Awards. Okay, great. Let's send in a couple of clips. We, you know, supposedly I thought Carlos was doing it in that direction. All of a sudden, it goes into New York. But the thing is, I didn't believe it. You know, I needed proof, right, Steve? I needed proof.
Yes.
So we contacted Carlos. Carlos, give me the proof, please. This can't be right. Give me the proof. And he sends me the proof. He sends us the proof.
It's right there on the website.
Again, I didn't believe it. When he sent me the proof, we had to keep digging, right? We had to kind of peel the onion back even a little bit more.
It's amazing.
And after about two or three types of situations in which we corroborated the story.
It's like looking at a winning lottery ticket.
Guess what? We're New York Press Award winners, which is, by the way, you know, and again, I am not a massive awards guy. I appreciate, and whatever accolades we get while doing the show, you know, we'll take it. But in essence, this is a big award, a major award.
Jay, you know what the great thing about the New York Press Award is that it's not political. It's not how many tables you're going to buy. It's not. Someone actually listened to all the shows, and actually said, you know, put a blindfold on. It wasn't a beauty contest. And when I reheard what we submitted, it was so beautiful. It was so great. We did deserve to win it. So we are all champions. This is a team effort of smart guys all the way. And again, a lot of love to Amanda the Commander. A lot of love to my new best friend, Carlos. And, of course, the great Johnny C., his beautiful wife, Gertrude. And don't forget Penelope, also called. Penelope was right in on the call. And Johnny C. said, out of every award that you have gone on the air and all the great humanitarian work that I've done in my life, this is the greatest award that he's ever going to be a part of.
I got to tell you, though, guys, I mean, this is really going to Carlos's head. He's got his own secretary now. So, you know, in essence, you know, he started way back. You know, he was a zillion-dollar light-year star away, and now he's full moon. right now. When you look up in the sky, you see Carlos's face. I mean, I don't know what's going through his head. He's got two people working for him now.
Yeah, but I told him he shouldn't go out. Have gone out and bought that pink Cadillac, that big pink Cadillac.
The pink limousine.
Yeah,
the limousine.
He's got the pink Cadillac Eldorado now.
He's got his own driver.
Yeah, he's got his own driver. There's no comeback.
He bought himself a new pair of flip-flops to come to the office.
Oh, right? My God. Do I love that guy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The end of the Civil War was near when quite accidentally, right? Remember? F-Troop?
F-Troop, baby.
There are stories, but folks, this one takes the cake.
It really does.
I mean, By accident. Who would have thought?
Wow. God bless Carlos. God bless. There's something to be said about doing everything wrong and coming out as gold. And that's exactly what Carlos did. He could have not made... He did not make one right move on this, but it came out as gold. Lucille Ball.
You know, I got to tell you something. This is like, you know, you couldn't do that again if you tried.
Yeah.
You know... Because the other day, I threw some change on the table, and a nickel just bounced off like the bread basket, and just started, and it landed on it, spun around, and it landed on its edge. It was landed on its edge, standing up, and I just looked at it. And I said, you know, that I couldn't do that again if I tried. And then, like an hour later, we get the phone call that we won this award. And I'm like, so the universe is definitely talking to us, Jay. Definitely talking to us.
Yeah, I mean, crazy things have been happening, Stevie, since, really.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And, Jay, that first conversation that we had afterwards, you're yelling, this is the greatest radio story in the history of radio, okay? And Lucille Ball, all right, is the person that you kept saying how she would always mess things up and it would come out great by the end. Ricky, and everything would all be good. So, God bless you, Carlos. Thank you so much. You are our new best friend of 2023, and now it's time for Charlie Chucky Wing Walshine with the morning prayer. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah. Let us pray. This morning, I would like us to pray for the debt ceiling and McCarthy and Biden, that they don't bankrupt our country. So bow our heads, take a moment of silence. Oh God, ease our suffering in this, our moment of great despair. And Moab, as he lay his hand upon us, and the Canaanites and the Hishamites and the Hindus speak of karma, I implore you to get these two boys, these good old boys and all their friends together, and not bankrupt the country in about 2 seconds and pretty much flush everything we've been working for and dying for the last 240 years. They don't go down the drain. Amen.
Amen. We have some other people that you need to pray for. Could you pray for please pray for weather and traffic here in Long Island on this Memorial Day weekend, and please pray for all the vets and all the great people that have served the country.
I would like to continue this prayer. I would like to have reasonable traffic and some nice weather. It's for 3 days apiece. Thank you all.
A special prayer for Rod Tanner. Our local, I believe he does the, is it the traffic or the weather here at the station, Jay?
What's the difference?
He's a man of many types of deals. He could do both, but he concentrates a little bit on the weather.
Okay, so.
Man of many talents.
Excellent. Can you, a special prayer for Rod Tanner? He's done a great job this week.
And may the good Lord bless Rod Tanner for whatever he does here. I know he controls the weather nationally and across the globe, yes. And God bless him, too.
And one more that I know is very close to your heart. DeSantis, Mickey, and Minnie, may they have peace down in Florida their endeavors.
I never seen nothing like that. And I've been at three hangings, and I never seen nothing like that, what's going on in Florida. Amen.
Amen. All right. All right, Charlie.
We have three huge things going on right now. The first is, and I don't know if anybody really knows about the reason why this is happening, but we have literally thousands of migrants being shipped from the southern border directly to New York. This is a disgrace, and because New York is by law a sanctuary city,
And then the other thing, which is much more local, Jay, I know you and I have spoken about this.
Yeah.
Is the banning of the use of Indian names in as mascots.
Yep.
There's a Massapequa is they're the Massapequa Chiefs, I believe. And there's now, first of all, they're using a head and it, like a logo, sort of like what the Washington Redskins had.
Yeah.
But the objection to the Washington Redskins, I think, was not only just the logo, it's the fact that you were calling them Redskins, which is definitely derogatory. I don't know what's derogatory about Chiefs. Perhaps if they change the logo, but they're not. They're standing up to the state law, and this is definitely going to end up in court with an injunction. Your thoughts, Schwartz?
Well, you know what? The world obviously is going way too far one way, way too far the other. And the people that are behind this are absolutely spineless. This is a spineless tribe of people that are basically, they jump on something, Charlie. They literally jump on an issue that supposedly, what great humanitarians these high schools, elementary schools, and junior highs are trying to format into being politically correct. I mean, the world is insane. It's upside down. We get our lead from the professional sports. The Golden State Warriors are under pressure now. Look, the Cleveland Indians are the Cleveland Guardians now. Do you feel better about that? You know, I mean, what is going to make everybody happy here? There is no. Listen, if I owned a sports team, Jay, if me and you owned a sports team and we had this great tradition, are the Yankees should change their name? What is that? I mean, I could make a fight for almost anyone's team that could be insulting to somebody at this particular
point.
Not
the Mets.
How about the Baltimore Orioles? Is that bad for Orioles?
Well, my great grandfather was a bird.
Yes,
okay?
I know that.
And it was very insulting that they named it the bird. The Orioles are not the sparrows because he was a sparrow, and I think it's very it's just not fair.
It's just not
fair to birds everywhere.
Yeah, it's all wrong.
But Jay, they are nicknamed the birds.
Jay, your thoughts.
Yeah, my thoughts are, look where we have gone over the last couple of years. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. I mean, the Yankees, you can make a case for the Yankees, right?
Goddamn Northerners.
How far are we going to go? I mean, I'm in the supermarket the other day. You know, Uncle Ben's rice, Aunt Jemima's syrup.
Yeah, but come on. Hey, Uncle Ben, Aunt Jemima, there was never a logo. There was never a trademark or anything associated with anything that's ever been sold in this country that's more racist than Aunt Jemima. A woman who clearly was, I don't even want to use the word, the person that works in the house making pancakes dressed up like that, that had to change. Uncle Ben had to change. There's a lot of brands that are associated with things.
But then we're opening the door for everything, though.
Yeah, well, sometimes the door should open, but also you should know when to shut it. And I think, well, here's the thing, and I'll say this for like the 100th time. Florida Seminoles. You know why they get to keep using the name? Because they pay the tribe. Now, if they told the... No, for real. They pay like $10 million a year for the use of the name.
With money. You're right.
But you know what? People's ideas on all this stuff, right? You once said, Charlie, you told me, and it's right. You know what? You can't change history, but tell the story.
I would love to tell the story.
Yeah. Okay. So even as bad as history is, you shouldn't. Rip statues down and do all these things. Even though it might be very offensive and obviously, tell the story. You can't change history, but you have to tell the story.
Look what's going on in the schools. You know. And again, this indoctrination, it's history here. History needs to be told.
Right.
Okay? So that we don't go down those roads.
It has to be told accurately. The whole story has to be told.
Absolutely.
The whole story. Absolutely. And by the way, a lot of the story that's told is very, if you're an American and you believe that we are morally superior, we live in this country was created under God,
which I believe it I believe it is, and I believe it exists under God, because at the end of the day, it says, "In God we trust." It's still on the money. They can't say the Pledge of Allegiance in school. You can't, not only because it says under God. Well, this is, it's an old Supreme Court case from 1943, but there's so many things wrong with the way, the kind of education that our kids are getting, because the woke people, and this is, if there's anything I believe that DeSantis is actually sort of right about, it's that woke stuff. Because I'll tell you, as bad as some of these ultra conservatives are, they go after the message. The woke people go after the messenger. They'll look for everything that anybody's ever published or anything that they've ever done in the last 40 years. And if you had one paragraph in one paper where it didn't march to the tune that's being told today, the progressive tune that's told today, they cancel you. They don't cancel your message. They don't argue your point. They cancel you. They go after you. And this is, the universities allow this. And if I had to do this all over again, I would probably have had a much different attitude of the way we treated certain people at the college I went to. I went to a very progressive school where they basically taught Marxism. They didn't preach it. They just, you know, it was part of the curriculum. But you know, we had somebody from the Reagan administration speak at our commencement, and she was booed. And I, unfortunately, and I'm still ashamed of this today, that I booed her also, because it was had to do with certain things about stem cells. Back then, it was just getting going.
Yeah, but you were drunk. You had a rough night.
Everybody was drunk.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you weren't thinking right. I mean,
I feel, no, there's certain.
What is this, confession hour now? You're going to come out here. Do you want to make an apology?
I'm an attorney, and I feel very strong about. Like, I feel very strong about the truth and how these little things affect the way we conduct ourselves in society.
Well, that's why you're a great attorney.
You know, here's the thing. I mean, you see, if you open the door for one area, you're opening every damn door. And you know, how about George Washington University changing its, what are they known as, Stevie? The Colonials, right?
Yep.
They changed its Colonials moniker to the Revolutionaries. Can you believe this? Because of
I know.
They got scrutiny from kids who deemed the school's mascot as offensive. I mean, come on. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. We have become so weak as a nation. And that's how we're looked around the world right now with all this nonsense.
Speaking of weak, this week, this is something that really irks me completely. Brittany Griner had her first couple basketball games. And the first thing they said was, they didn't sell out that first game, I believe was in L.A. They didn't sell out. They didn't sell out. They made this big deal.
Yes, because nobody likes her.
Okay. And then the second game, she was... did a home game, right? And she comes out and she could do no wrong. It doesn't matter what she does. The team loses two in a row. But you know what? Brittany Griner. But here's the problem. The WNBA as a corporation, think about this. The WNBA as a corporation has taken on so many rights, and they've taken on obviously the Black Lives Movement, and they've taken on a million things. All good. I got no problem with any of it. But they had a big opportunity and a big chance to increase their thought process on who they take on and who they don't take on. And what they should have done is, because Brittany Griner came out of Russia and said, we got to get Paul Whelan back, we got to do this, we got to do that. Instead of having Brittany Griner Day, if you wanted to do something right and maybe even increase your audience, okay, to other sides and other political views, why not have Paul Whelan Night and Brittany Griner taking the lead in promoting her back? But instead, she hits a three-pointer and she yells out, I'm back! I'm back. Well, I'll tell you who's not back. Paul Whelan. And I'll tell you, that CNN guy who got taken hostage, he's not going to be back for a long time. And there are so many people around the world who have been taken to be held hostage in these horrible places for no reason other than being American. And Brittany Griner, who did not stand for the flag and did not stand for anything, okay, when it came to this great country that we live in, now loves this country. Now understands meaning. Okay? She gets it.
Maybe.
But maybe. Think about the WNBA as an organization and a corporation. As a corporation, the WNBA, they dropped the ball again.
Yeah, I get it. But let's call it as it is. All right. Brittany Griner is a fraud. Okay, so she plays in the first game, and the national anthem is played, and she said something, you know, like hearing the anthem, it hit different. You know, it hit different.
Right.
Why? Because we got her out of prison. First of all, look who we traded. Stupid. Hold on a minute. She was stupid enough to be in the legal tangle web that she was over there because of the whatever she had, the oils, the hashish oils, the cannabis oils that were found in the... Come on. If you're overseas and you're playing around with that stuff, good luck. Okay,
if it was
like
even true,
Russian roulette. Not that she deserved a 9-year sentence, but you know, that's number one. Number two, listen, she hated this country for a long, long time. Disrespected the flag and everything else. Let's never forget that, guys.
But Jay, the biggest part to this is it was a great moment to turn the narrative, to turn it to freeing Mr. Whelan, who has been there for 4.5 years.
No question.
It was a moment that the WNBA actually could have taken a step forward, and America would have looked. That was great. That was great. So Brittany Griner, you know what? Shame on you, because you could have been the spokesperson, you know, and taken something to help other people, and let it not be about you that night, that day. Let it be about everybody else who was still there. But when you hit your three-pointer, you yelled out, "I'm back." And that hit me like a ton of bricks. You're back. You're back. But you know what? Paul Whelan's not back. And you know what? He's just as important as you are.
You know, look who they... Jay, give me a second. Look who they traded for her. They traded literally the most evil human being, like right after Putin. They... Victor, what's his name? Victor Bott or something like that?
Boot.
Yeah. He's an arms dealer. Yeah, he's just like literally the most horrible human being. Arms, drugs,
killed Americans.
His blood, our blood, is directly on his hands. He's covered with American blood, and in a trade for her. And why? Because she's political. She's gay, and she's black. Okay, and the Democratic administration. And by the way, I'll tell everybody, I'm a Democrat. Traded and I think caved to political pressure, the kind of political pressure that will never exist for Whelan, ever. So he's sitting in jail, and this person who disrespects America in public and then goes to another country, gets caught for doing something illegal in another country, we spring her and we don't spring him.
Yeah. Well, it just shows you the weakness of this administration and how screwed up they are. And to let Whelan rot the way they're letting him rot. And listen, even this Evan, what's his name? Gershkovich. That's who it was. Who, by the way, the court over there in Russia, I think it was Tuesday, extended the arrest of this guy by 3 months. Can you imagine this? So,
they don't have due process there.
Gershkovich ordered held until the end of August now. He was arrested in March on these ridiculous espionage charges on a reporting trip there. And then look what's going on here. Hey, what an absolute disaster.
Hey, Jay, it's going to be a lot longer than that, too. It's going to be a lot longer.
No question. This is
before he even gets to trial, he'll be sitting in that jail cell for about 10 to 12 months.
You know what I heard? I heard we actually have the actual, we have Lucifer in our Supermax out in out in Colorado, and to get him, the Russians want us to release Lucifer himself for Gershkovitz and two criminals to be named later. and next year's draft pick, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Wait a second, Schwartzy. Oh my God, I'm getting a phone call.
Let's hold. Don't pick it up because I think we're going to go to break. So we're gonna put them on hold. There's a call coming in, Jay.
From Florida. It looks like Orlando. Oh,
oh
my God.
You know, pick it up or put it on hold.
Oh my God, there's another phone call from Tallahassee. Oh my God, Amanda, put them on hold. Oh my God, it's going to be a big one. Oh my God,
good one. Let's take a quick break. We will be back with the award-winning Smart Guys, New York Press award-winning Smart Guys. Right after this, let's get a quick check, Amanda, of the roads, rails, weather, a little business, back to the Smart Guys. We are indeed back with the guys, Charles and Steve, award-winning. Charles and Steve, Smart Guys, by the way, New York Press award winners of recent nature. And it'll be culminated with a nice little awards dinner ceremony in New York City a week from Monday. There you go. So good stuff there. And I'll tell you, I was told a call came in and whatnot. So I don't know what's going on here. Charles, take it away. What do we got?
Pick it up, Charlie. Pick it up. Pick it up. This is a biggie.
Hello. 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 This is Governor DeSantis. calling from Tallahassee.
Wow.
Yes, I wanted to call in to congratulate all of you for your New York Press Award. It's really an amazing thing. You know, you asked that I should call to explain my position. I want to announce that in New York officially that I'm running for United States presidency, and I know I have a big uphill climb because I know that Suffolk County and Nassau County, a lot of Republicans, and I know we have I'm trying to gain support, take some votes away from Donald Trump, who is really, I don't think he's conservative enough. So I just want
to... Tough hill to climb, sir. Tough hill to climb.
It's a tough hill to climb.
Governor, I can't believe it. You called us, the first New York station. Smart Guys is honored to have you on the airwaves. We're just a little upset that you chose Elon Musk's Twitter page to announce when you should have been here. What was that all about? I thought we were friends.
Well, Elon's got a lot of money, and he's giving me a whole big bag of money to go and run against Donald Trump with. So, I have to do that because I'm a politician. But at least I know your equipment works.
But
okay?
Do you know how much money Jay was ready to give to you? Your thing is ready to get a check over there for $18.
This isn't about money. This is not about money.
$24. Right. All right. Well, what's going on down there at Disney? I mean, what is the plan over there? I mean, come on. You got to have a love fest with Mickey and Minnie. America loves Mickey and Minnie.
You know, I think that people really don't understand me, and they don't understand that the problem that I have is really not with Disney. It's with Minnie Mouse. I've been in love with Minnie Mouse for many, many years. And if anybody knows that her and Mickey have been married for now 95 years, their anniversary is October 2028. She was born. They were married in October 1928. Nobody knows that. They were married on a movie set called Steamboat Willie. Nobody knows that, but I know that because I'm in love with Minnie Mouse. Unfortunately, she's been married for 95 years, and I've been writing her love letters, and Mickey just found out and got very, very mad at me, and he punched me in the nose, and he made fun of me. So I'm very, very mad at Mickey. Really have nothing against Disney. I love Disney. Disney's the greatest place that they have. Greatest place on earth, right?
Yeah,
that's right. And they have the biggest. They're the biggest employer in the state of Florida. And really, you know, maybe I'm a little jealous. I got a little hot under the collar, but I just want to say I'm sorry to Minnie Mouse, and I'm going to make up. And I'm going to make up with Disney now to make everything peaceful.
All right. Now, is there a possibility that you can? It's such an honor to have you here.
Schwartzy, hold on. We have a call from Orlando. Who could it be? Amanda, hook up the call.
Hello? Hi. I heard that that the Governor DeSantis was on. This is Mickey Mouse calling from Orlando, and he's been talking about my wife, okay?
Wow. Wow. Is there a response on this?
Well, I just want to apologize to you because I never meant to disrespect your wife.
Well, Governor, you might have had a shot with her, but you know why they call me Big Mick. Okay? I'm sorry that even you couldn't measure up to a mouse.
Wow.
You couldn't measure up to a mouse. Now, I know I don't want you to feel bad about this. Okay.
This is a love fest going on here. This is it. Can we all just hug? I mean, I'm getting really...
From now on...
This is beautiful.
You're going to call me Big Mick.
Wow.
Big Mick.
Oh, DeSantis. Any response to that?
Well, you know, everybody's born with different talents. I went to Harvard, and I'm very, very conservative. And I have the one thing I'm going to do to make sure I get to be president is I'm going to outlaw sex. So not only are you not going to be able to get an abortion, you're not even allowed to have sex. So this way you won't need to have abortions. There'll be no sex in America. You know, I'm going to outlaw sex altogether.
DeSantis, who is going to be your running mate?
You know, I had a bunch of people, but no one really wants to do it. The last guy the person who I think is the most honest person I can find in the Republican Party, George Santos.
Wow.
Ooh.
He's going to be the vice president.
Questionable choice. Eh?
Wow.
He's
wow.
Also, he's also.
You know, he's very good friends with Jay Oliver. You know, he comes here on the morning show all the time.
Yes, I know. That's why I'm on this station, because maybe Jay puts a good word in, because I know nobody really likes me because no one thinks I'm going to win, but I'm going to win.
Is there a chance that you could consider Jay Oliver's boyfriend, Lee Zeldin? Is that a possibility?
You know, actually, I was begging Lee Zeldin to run with me or to even endorse me, but he's so far up Donald's butt, it's not even funny. I have to pull him out. You need a tow truck to get him out of there. So.
Yeah, you know, he's running the Sunday breakfast buffet over at Mar-a-Lago. He's the head maitre d'.
Well, I heard that he got the job down there in Florida.
He's very happy.
Yes, he's the Sunday maitre d' at the brunch at Mar-a-Lago. He does a very, very good job. He can see you for $5. He'll get you an extra mimosa with your eggs.
Yeah, Jay, do you want to chime in for anything with the governor?
Yeah, you know, Governor, I commend you for the Disney stuff. You know, you speak for all of us. All of us who waited on those lines for 4.5 hours to get into It's a Small, Small World. All of us who waited online for the Pirates of the Caribbean. You know, the long lines.
Listen, I don't want you to ever say...
You know,
say,
the $6 to lay out for a bottled water. You know what? I commend you, sir.
Small in my presence again, because I'm very sensitive now that Mickey... You know, I have to deal with Big Mick, and this is the reason I never had a shot with Minnie.
It's a small world after all.
I don't measure up to a mouse. You know how that makes me feel, and I'm going to be asking the American people for, you know, for their vote, and I think they like presidents who have, you know, more stuff going on.
Hold on, there's another call coming in. You want to pick it up? I think it's George Santos. Is that possible?
Hello, hello.
Did you hear this? Hello.
Who is this?
You're on the phone with
Governor. I'd be happy to be your vice president, as long as I can serve from jail. Maybe, and if you get elected president, you can pardon me, and so I can move into the Naval Observatory, and I'm going to redecorate. Of course, I'm going to paint the place yellow and blue. You know, with shades to get some. Get some nice furniture in there. The old stuff is just terrible. I think we should go. We should plan a trip. You, me, and the wife, and Minnie. We should go to Ethan Allen Furniture and just pick out some new things.
Oh, man. And what about a wardrobe allowance for you, George? I mean, this is going to put you on a whole nother thing.
No.
Huh?
Blue blazer.
Blue blazer?
Gray pants and a sweater vest.
Very
and a tie
good.
And those fancy glasses that I have. They look very nice.
And listen, he's got pretty good skills too. You know, as far as the finances, you know, even to be his own campaign treasurer.
Well,
that's a pretty good deal.
I think this is why I would be a very good vice president, because you know I always wish that I could print money, but if I do it, it's counterfeiting. When the American government does, it's called balancing the budget. So it's almost the same thing. So all I was really trying to do, I was practicing the balancing the budget in my own life, and that's so I can show the American people that I would be very, very good at balancing the budget. All we have to do is just keep printing fake money,
and paying for things that we can't really afford. So this is, I think, it's not really my idea, but I just got really, really good at it, and I think that's my qualification to be vice president.
That is a qualification. And there's your ticket, Jay. What do you think about your new ticket?
You know,
do you like this DeSantis? Santos?
It's kind of setting in a little.
Yeah.
DeSantis-Santos ticket there. You know, originally I thought maybe Tim Scott, I think we're onto something here. I think Santos, DeSantis, that to me equates to possibly a win over the great Trump.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And there it is. Charles, what do you think about all this new revelation? Huh? I can't believe that you got all these guys to call in one shot.
Listen, we won the biggest press award in the country. Now we are the hot item. They don't want to talk to anybody else.
Right.
Schwartzy.
Right, Charles.
They want to talk Jay, they want to talk to us. We're
right.
It.
Right.
We're the spot, we're the place to be at 8 o'clock on Fridays. Okay?
Right.
That's who we are. We're gonna take this baby for a spin.
There you go. There you go.
Well deserved.
Unbelievable. Well, the bottom line here is this, Jay. Bottom line is that we can all agree that we have got to get rid of Joe Biden. Okay? I don't think that there is a Democrat in the world that is going to quiver more. Okay, when he actually believes that he's going to run. He is, you know, the Democratic Party as a party, I was just thinking about this, has got to think to themselves, what are we doing? What are we actually doing? You know, you don't have to be a Republican, a Democrat, a dog or a cat to understand that this is not going right. All right? And you have said that all along, Jay. I have been with you. I know Charles has been with you, too, on this. The only thing is, the alternative cannot be Trump. That's it. I'll take anybody else
ABT,
but Biden,
baby.
But no? Trump.
ABT.
Anybody, Jay.
Listen.
Republican, Democrat, dog or cat.
He's trumping over everybody in the polls, though. I mean, DeSantis trails him in Iowa.
Do not believe
in
the polls.
Points.
Yep.
You know? I mean, how is he going to overcome Trump?
Jay, this is going to be horrible for the country. It's going to be horrible.
Listen,
horrible.
But how is he going
to
overcome Trump?
Listen to me. The first time nobody wanted Biden, they wanted anybody but Trump. And now that Trump is—he's even soiled his own name. Instead of coming, what any normal person would do, and being maybe a little bit apologetic, or this guy doubles down on everything he says. He's not.
Charles, how about this? Think about this. Wouldn't it be nice if he just thought of the country first?
Never happened.
No,
none
but
of
if,
them do.
But hold on. But if he did. And he actually said, I am not going to run, but I am going to get the best. I'm going to get behind the best possible Republican.
And then what happened? Then
Republican.
You woke up?
Yeah,
you woke
well, up hold on. Dream? And by the way, that's what Biden should be doing also. Everyone should be looking
nobody
now for
wants
the new
the job.
Best. Listen.
Schwartzy, nobody wants the
Charlie,
job.
Charlie, it's not true. There are a lot of qualified.
Who?
Good, George Santos and DeSantis.
Santos and DeSantis. For real.
For real? I thought it was real.
What Democrat? Who would you put in Joe Biden's spot? Joe Biden, say, God forbid, for whatever reason, cannot run. Who's in second place?
Anthony Weiner and Homer Aberdeen.
Oh, come on. Stop the nonsense.
I mean,
come on.
No. Stop. I mean, he'd be a great president.
No, because you can't think of a name, and neither can I.
Listen.
Jay, you got a name?
Well, here's the thing. It's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I mean,
come on. No. Nobody knows even know who he is, okay?
Listen, this is the Democratic Party's own fault. Because they knew what was coming down the pike here. They knew that Biden was tanking in every category from a numbers standpoint. Forget Kamala.
Kamala is unelectable.
Charles, their own fault.
She's less electable than Hillary Clinton.
No question.
And I don't even know if that's to her own fault. They have literally hidden her in the, you know, Biden was in the basement. She's in the sub-basement.
But here's the thing.
They don't let her out of the house.
By not grooming over anybody over the last couple of years, they find themselves right now in this position. Okay? Listen, Gavin Newsom, maybe a thought process.
Never happened.
But look what happened. Look what's happened to that state. So there's no way.
They're ready to give $1.5 million. Forget it.
Forget him.
Nope.
right?
No, they're ready to give $1.5 million to everybody over there for reparations. You know what? I want reparations. Me and Schwartz and you, you know where we're going? In 2 weeks, we're going down to the Egyptian embassy in Manhattan. Okay, we're going to have little pyramids. We're going to have sticks with little pyramids. And we're going to have wearing shirts, "Let my people go." And we're going to be demanding. No, but, well, listen, we're Hebrews, right? And I swear to God, we're Hebrews. You know, and if in California they're going to get $1.5 million, you know, that's okay. This is with interest from the year 2000 BC. We built the pyramids. And how much money have they made, the Egyptian government made for tourism? Okay, we want a piece of the door take. Okay, just that. Let my people go. Let my people go. There you go. So we're going down. I don't know. Listen, if this thing passes in California, I'm going to Egypt with a sign. They'll probably shoot me on this. Maybe we should stay in Manhattan, right? We'll protest at the embassy. I call to every Hebrew American, even a person who is 1/1000th Jewish in this country. She's going to line up in front of the Egyptian embassy and demand
and
money.
George Santos will be there with a megaphone.
There you go.
Screaming, "Let my people go."
He will be
our leader.
That's right.
All right? Another great thing he's going to be doing.
Speaking for the
Hebrews.
Yes.
Yes.
For Hebrews everywhere.
Yes. Hebrews everywhere. Let my people go.
He's still a little Jewish.
Exactly.
Right? That's fine.
That's it. There you go. We were making a lot of sense.
No, he had a matzo ball at the Glen Cove Diner.
You know,
about 6 years ago.
I think it was about 11 years ago.
Okay, whatever. Listen, that counts.
Yeah.
He went to a bar mitzvah.
You talk about all the world, right? And how we've like fallen off the map and fallen off the planet here. I mean, there's a perfect thing. I mean, you could every single person in heredity, nationality, and going back 200 years has a gripe. Has a gripe.
Years. And by the way,
has a gripe.
Let me
go for it.
Let me just clue everybody in who I would like to be a little bit more right-minded. If you go back, go to any place in the world that's more than 500 years old, go to Europe, everything you see was built by a slave. Everything in the entire world more than 400 years ago was built by the ruins in Rome, the Colosseum, the Parthenon in Greece. Go anywhere, it was built by a slave. That's the way it was.
Coney Island, the roller coaster?
I'm not saying it was right. As a matter of fact, I will tell you that The Ferris wheel. Yeah, the parachute jump.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
by slaves.
No, but for real, everything in this world was built by slaves. That was the system.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You invaded some other place. You enslaved their people. Used them as forced labor. And you let them. You basically used them, and you like they were property. This is the Romans, the Greeks, every civilization under the sun. It's not something that the human race should be proud of, and we've made a lot of progress in this country, Western countries, and we should be proud of the progress. But you can't cancel the past. And this idea of reparations is absurd. It is the most absurd thing I've ever. Don't even get me started.
Yeah, but it's everything, Charles. Everything has become exacerbated over the death of George Floyd 3 years ago. I mean, everything.
What are you talking about, George Floyd? That's it.
But everything. That, listen, there have been racial situations way back, okay, and ongoing, but even more amplified since what happened in Minneapolis.
We've ended the darkest. Listen, the worst thing this country's ever done. And by the way, slavery is one of the two horrible things that we did in this country. The other horrible thing we did in this country, which nobody talks about, which ties right back into the Indian names, is the slaughter of the American Indian. Slaughtered probably 20 million over the course of maybe 130, 140 years. And you should go to the reservations and see what that's all about, what's going on in the Indian reservations out west. We robbed everything from them, and anything we couldn't rob, we took their rights away from them, rights we never gave them rights in the first place. So you want to tell a story? You want to tell a real American tragedy? Tell that story. So instead of taking the names off the high schools, they ought to have a big plaque talking about the name of the Indian and the property they own and how it was taken away from them and how they were given no rights. You ought to tell that story, because I'll tell you one thing. It's like one of the most basic human emotions is shame. Yeah, and people, well, yeah, and people don't change unless they're ashamed, you know, bad behavior, unless they're ashamed of what they did.
Yeah, but we've made a lot of inroads as far as that is concerned. A lot of inroads.
Not enough.
Especially from a local standpoint.
Okay, I think this law is ridiculous. I think New York had the Algonquin Nation here. It's like, go ahead, Schwartzy.
Can't we all just get along? Wasn't that said? We just all got to get along, and we all just got to figure it out going forward. We got to know our history so we don't repeat it, and we have to.
Start with an apology.
Start
with an apology, and I'm sorry, recognizing that we did something wrong.
100%.
Start with an apology.
A lot of these reservations from way back. I mean, they're making huge profits now.
Of course.
I mean, listen, you don't even have to go far. Look what's happening in the state of Connecticut. The Mashantucket Tribe and Foxwoods Casino. Come on.
That's here. Go to Oklahoma.
No, I understand that. There's still a long ways to go, but let's not paint the brush over everything.
Well said, guys. But now it's time for Jay Oliver's report card. Don't think you're getting away with this month. And by the way, you were doing great. You were doing unbelievably great.
Right up until 2 days ago.
Up to about 24 hours ago. You were on a high. Let me tell you about your greatness, okay? You had a heavy-duty month. I'm going to give a lot of love out to all our favorite people, the Charlie G's of the world, the Ron Sinagra, the great doctor, the Craig Ferrantino, and all that other good stuff that you did. And, of course, all the great stuff you do with the veterans, and today being, you know, Memorial Day weekend, a lot of love for all of that. And believe me, you do it the best. But, boy, did you drop the ball.
Did you drop the ball.
Oh,
holy
my
cow.
God, did you drop the ball. You know, you are responsible. You are, you know, we thought about this, and whether or not we should talk about this, and we're going to talk about this.
You know why? Because we're all best friends.
Because we're all best friends.
And you can take
you
it.
You are responsible for your back room here at the station, okay? And to sit there, and hide behind the greatness of this great, great station when it all goes kind of wrong. You know what? That's part of radio. Things that people don't see. You're responsible for Beatrice the bookkeeper. All right? Let's start there. You're responsible for her. Okay? So this is going to hurt your grade. And what do we mean by this,
Charles? You're getting an F. You're getting an F, Jay.
Why is she getting an F?
I wouldn't even give you a letter in the English alphabet. You deserve like a Z in the acrylic alphabet.
Wait, so he's getting an I?
Oh, I don't know what he's
a
getting.
A G?
What is a G? What is
a K?
What is
an
a
L?
G in the acrylic alphabet?
An M? What is he getting?
An F minus.
An F minus.
You were on your way to getting an A. We just won an award. Let me tell you something.
We're on a high.
Beatrice the bookkeeper beat you up, and you didn't have the
Beatrice the bookkeeper almost kept us off the air today.
Yes, right. You
okay?
Well, look,
right.
Guys,
you know, we almost got thrown off with our award. They were basically saying, "Take the award and go home." All right. You're responsible for Beatrice.
My report card.
You know something?
For the on-air activity.
You know, you walk into the studio and you say, "Here, feel my muscle. I work out. Look at me. I run. I lift weights and blah blah blah." Right. You got a muscle. You're like made out of steel. But you know what you got? What do you grow a pair? Huh?
You are what giving do you grow a pair? Me you a report card right. For he has, behind the.
He's
scenes.
Got. He's. You got no balls, and he's got no pecker. Okay, the two of you. Maybe you should run for. Maybe you should be his vice president.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Jay.
Mother of God!
Jay, pray.
Can I get a grade for the month, please?
F.
F. F for that performance. For that performance yesterday, taking Beatrice the bookkeeper's side over the smart guys.
I thought you were going to run out into traffic and kill yourself crying like that. Mother of God.
See, oh, my God.
You know, the only reason we caved in is to save your life. You know that. Right. And by the way, when you say you're going to make it up to us, we're going to get it out of you in blood.
Tenfold.
We're getting it out of you in blood. Blood. You're going to bleed.
We have Saved by the Bell here, folks. I tell you what, it's a great weekend, but it's a weekend, you know, that really commemorates a lot. So I want to give you guys the floor. I got about 20 seconds each. Charlie, give me a little seriousness. Memorial Day weekend. Go ahead.
A lot of just one thing I want to say, and Schwartzy and I talked about this, is that just because, you know, this holiday is about people that have died in war, there's 20, 30, 50 times more people that served in the military that have suffered and sacrificed and lived with their memories and the damage that it done, that's done while they're alive. And a lot of these problems that, that veterans have and any and the, it extends to the families, they sacrifice also. So I want to, I also want everybody to honor them.
Yep.
Stevie?
Well, I want to give a lot of love out to two of my favorite veterans. My father-in-law, Jerry Kravitz, who is a great, just a great man, who's actually in the system here in Long Island. And you know, Jay, you bring this out so much, you know, about what their failures are, but they really do have successes too. So hopefully they could do a lot more, and you could keep, you know, showing the faults so we can make the corrections. And my second guy would be Ron Lamont, another great vet who I spent a lot of time with. He's a photographer, CBS Sports guy, great guy, and he served this country beautifully. And you know what? Go talk to a vet this weekend on Memorial Day. Go see the greatness in these guys one-on-one, and you'll understand that these guys are the heroes of this country. And my last word also is Jason Woods is also a part of this award. Jason Woods that we won this weekend, you know, gave the smart guys a lot of love and started us out. So a big hug to Jason Woods,
former engineer,
at the station. So
indeed,
a lot of love,
guys. Great stuff. Remember what the weekend's all about, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you on Tuesday. The smart guys, Charles and Steve. Guys, I love you. We'll see you next time.
See you next.
Have a great weekend, everybody.